Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Our coverage of You Decide 2024 is presented by Big Fish Roofing. They're the roofers you can trust. Big Fish Roofing.
9:40 on this Tuesday morning, and the dust still settling from a historic Supreme Court decision granting former President Donald Trump some immunity for official acts while in office. Now his lawyers are seeking to get his recent criminal conviction tossed out. WOKV Samantha Manning continues our live team coverage from our Washington newsroom. What's the ask of the judge, and what's the likelihood the judge will even consider overturning the conviction?
Right now, it seems like the goal is really to try and delay Trump's sentencing in this case, right, which is set for July 11th. So that's coming up. Just hours after the Supreme Court made that decision yesterday, Trump's lawyer sent a letter to the judge asking him to delay Trump's sentencing while they weigh the Supreme Court's decision and try to figure out how it could influence the New York case. His lawyers are arguing that the Supreme Court's decision confirmed a position that the defense had raised earlier in this case, and it's that prosecutors should have been precluded from introducing some evidence that they said counted as official presidential acts. So that's where these questions come in with the Supreme Court's decision yesterday when they're talking about immunity for official acts but not immunity for unofficial acts. So right now, the Manhattan District Attorney's Office has declined to comment, but definitely looks like the Supreme Court decision could impact his other cases as well.
Yeah, and President Biden, after it last evening, slamming the Supreme Court decision.
Now the American people have to do what the court should have been willing to do, but will not. The American people have to render a judgment about Donald Trump's behavior.
Meantime, Biden is on a fundraising spree. What's his campaign saying, Sam?
Yeah, so just this morning, President Biden's reelection campaign and the Democratic National Committee, they released a report saying they raised $264 million in the year's second quarter. And, you know, they're likely hoping that's going to help them calm fears within their own party after last week's very shaky debate performance from President Biden, right? It includes $127 million collected during June alone. And an interesting part of it, it also includes more than $33 million on the day of the debate and in its aftermath. So, you know, whether that's a reflection of Democrats being worried after his debate performance or not, they're pumping more money into it. Trump's campaign team has yet to announce their quarterly fundraising totals. A spokesperson just said they would release them when they're ready. But certainly looking like the Biden team is hoping to invest more money, especially after last week.
Indeed. We'll follow up once we know those numbers from the Trump campaign as well over the coming perhaps hours, probably more likely days. And once they're out, we'll certainly have coverage for you. You Decide 2024 Spotlight every morning on Jacksonville's Morning News, brought to you by Big Fish Roofing, the roofers you can trust. Samantha Manning, who we can trust in our Washington newsroom. Thanks.